This is Chris Grabowski. I want to show you a new clock that just came out. It's an indoor-outdoor talking atomic clock. I have it in my hand right now, and on the top of the device with the screen facing you, you will find a long bar. It's the only thing that you can press on the top of the clock. The clock is shaped kind of like squarish, and it looks like it's wood, like a wood finish, but it's plastic. And on the front of the device, you'll find another little bar towards the bottom of the clock. If you flip the clock over on the back, you'll find a little round button inside of in the left hand up near the top. That's the settings button. Next to that, you will find a rectangular switch that's horizontal, and when you flip it up, you will have
the alarm time is set to 12 midnight.
So it turns the alarm on. If you flip it down,
alarm off.
It turns your alarm off. Next to that, you have two arrow keys, up and down, and they're shaped like arrows.
Alarm set. 1 minute past 12 a.m. 2 minutes past 12 a.m.
So you can set your alarm this way with the arrow keys.
1 minute. 12 midnight.
And then next to those arrow keys, there's another switch that's vertical.
Announcement off.
So if you flip it to the left, the announcement will be off. If you flip it to the right, the announcement will be on.
Announcement on.
Now let's go back to the settings button. If you press and hold the settings button, it'll beep.
Setting time zone.
Now it says setting time zones.
Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
And then you would hit your arrow keys.
Central Daylight Saving Time. Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
And then you press the settings button, set button again.
Setting time.
You don't have to because it's atomic.
Setting complete.
Okay. Inside of the battery compartment, if you go under the settings button, you'll find a little finger indentation where you can put your finger in and you can take the battery cover off. Now, inside your battery cover, you have two batteries and they go in vertical. Above the right-hand battery, there's a switch. This switch turns the atomic feature on or off. When the switch is to the left, the atomic feature is on, meaning it will set itself. If the switch is to the right, the atomic feature is off. So if your clock is not setting itself, you might want to look at that. By default, it comes to it's switched to the left, which means that it's on. So now you press, if you flip the clock back over so that it's facing you, the screen is facing you, you remember the bar at the bottom, the little bar at the bottom. If you press that, it'll cycle you between the different options. Time, date, indoor temperature, and outdoor temperature.
Today's Tuesday, April 4th. The room temperature is 71 degrees Fahrenheit. The outside temperature is 44 degrees Fahrenheit.
Then I'll press it again.
The time is now 13 minutes to 4 p.m.
Now what happens is the bar on the top, if you press the bar on the top.
The time is now 13 minutes to 4 p.m.
You get the time, and then you go back to the bottom bar, press it again.
Today's Tuesday, April 4th.
And then you press the top bar and you can have it repeat.
Today's Tuesday, April 4th. The room. The outside temperature. The time is now 12 minutes to 4 p.m.
When the clock goes off, if you have announcement on the hour, every hour between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m., it will announce the time, followed by some beeps, and then it will announce the indoor temperature and the outdoor temperature. One of the unique things about this clock is The probe is wireless. It's outside, so you're not connected to any wire. Right now, I have the probe actually in a tree because it seemed to get the best temperature with the shade. I couldn't, if I had it near the house where I wanted it, the sun beating down on the roof of the porch was giving it like a 10 degree difference. So I put it in the tree and it seems to be very accurate. The probe itself, to get the batteries in the probe, there are 4 screws. And you unscrew those screws and the whole backing comes off. And then there's you'll need 2 AAA batteries to go in the probe. And then when you put your backing back on the probe, there will be a little rubber ring. So you put the backing on, and then you put the ring around the backing, and then you push the whole thing together before you screw it in. And that's how you get the ring in. At least that's how I found to get the ring in. I purchased this clock from www.speaktomecatalog.com. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast regarding this atomic clock. If you need any, if you have any questions, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.